Chapter 86, Reverence. It is your privilege, dear young friends, to glorify God upon the earth. In order to do this, you must direct your minds away from things that are superficial, frivolous, and unimportant, to those that are of eternal worth. We are living in an age when all should especially give heed to the injunction of the Savior, "Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation." One of your strong temptations is to irreverence. God is high and holy, and to the humble, believing soul, his house on earth, the place where his people meet for worship, is as the gate of heaven. The song of praise, the words spoken by Christ's ministers, are God's appointed agencies to prepare a people for the church above, for that loftier worship into which there can enter nothing that is impure, unholy,